Proclamation number 945, dated the June 3rd, 1939. Collision of Earth and Sun. Researchers. The Earth's core. It will be scientifically proven that, as a result of the Earth's advance towards the Sun, the continued existence of the Earth will be questionable after a certain time. And this evidence will remain unchallenged, because evidence to the contrary cannot be provided by anyone on Earth who does not possess a clear knowledge about the course of all events through spiritual contact. However, a person who would like to convey this knowledge he receives through spiritual messages to the world will flatly be labeled abnormal, and although science will once again make a point of clarifying such symptoms, the human race will remain in the dark as long as it does not grant credence to such proclamations. On the one hand, the calculations of academics are not guaranteed, but on the other hand they do not take the time span into consideration, which they aspire to determine. They do not avail themselves of the truth-revealing source of knowledge, and since God, as the creator of all things, has imposed limits which the human being cannot exceed without divine help, but which is consciously rejected, he can therefore never know the truth, since God will not arbitrarily revoke the order of his creation. Nevertheless, despite this, he will always and forever inform people of the further development and advancement of the works of creation. But precisely these proclamations are not regarded as truth, whereas the scientific reports and calculations are meant to be authoritative and will therefore also be acknowledged as irrefutable. And so scientists are totally convinced that nothing extraordinary can come upon the Earth before their calculated point in time has come. Indeed, as a result of this, it is even believed that experiments can be conducted and that the Sun and its effect can be utilized on that basis, thereby reducing the Sun's strength and alleviating the collision of the Earth with the Sun accordingly. All these purely earthly experiments and results are absurd, for they are more likely to confuse human thinking than lead to clear realization. God's creations repeatedly provide the evidence that no human being can ever contribute towards their emergence, and that the human being was only granted the transformation of the Earth's surface. Everything else is brought about by God's love, wisdom and omnipotence, and the human being cannot contribute in the slightest to changing the law which has existed for all eternity. And thus this supposed disaster will never occur as people imagined. Instead, the core of the Earth will suddenly and unexpectedly start to rotate and wreck all calculations by the scientists. For this was not planned in the worldly researchers' latest calculations and scientific results. Nevertheless, it was determined in the wise plan of the Eternal Deity from the very beginning. Amen.